broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good evening, Leeds. I'm Tom Almond.
And I'm Anton Wichelchiber.
And this is your second Wednesday dose of Indie, with Indie Dosage.
Indie Dosage, still a bad name, we're sticking with it for now.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's The Look by Metronomy, so
enjoy it.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Again, that was Metronomy with which is apparently still playing. Anyway, that was The Look from their album English Riviera, which is a couple of years old now.
You're listening to Indie Dosage or Indie Mand? I don't know. I think that's a cooler name.
No, personally. We're still with Indie Dosage for now, Indie I think. Feel free to suggest a better name because it's pretty terrible.
And I am Anton Witchell-Jibber.
And I'm Tom Almond, and we're following the rules of mentioning our names as frequently as possible.
Yeah, every 10 minutes is the rule, so.
Okay, we're done for the next 20 now.
And now up next, we have a track by a NY-based band. They're a five-piece. They're pretty cool. I like them a lot. I saw them at Leeds this year. They're amazing live. This is Turn It Around.
Students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hell no!
Oh, so that sound effect actually works.
Yeah, that sound effect worked for once, sorry. Had to do that, that was just too good.
We had tech problems last time that stopped us using such wonderful sounds.
So that was Lucius would Turn It Around. They're actually playing in Leeds next week.
Yeah, not next week, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
At the Brudenell Social Club, which is apparently the most edgy place to see any band in Leeds.
Yeah, but they are amazing live. I like really urge you to see them. Their kind of new album, Wilder Woman's, out now.
Yeah.
I bought it today to play on the show.
Because they didn't have it, surprisingly, on the A-list, because we're so edgy, you know, as proper Leeds students are. Anyway, doors open at 7:30, and tickets are £9.50 plus booking fees.
Other gigs are on.
Yeah, as part of our gig guide, which is going to be a regular feature. The Klaxons are playing on Sunday at the Wardrobe. That's £14.85 standing. So if you like a bit of kind of indie dance rock, you can...
Hell no!
Oh, no, apparently. Apparently Anton doesn't like indie dance rock. And then Johnny Marr's playing at O2 Academy Leeds on Wednesday the 29th. If you can bear to miss our show, well, please don't, because we've probably got about 7 listeners in there now. So, yeah, that will be on Wednesday, yeah.
And so going on to our album of the week.
Oh, one sec. I think we should tell people first that they can tweet us.
They can tweet us.
At this is LSR, I think. Oh, that's not what I say. Hang on a second, because this is incredibly professional. And you can tweet us at this is at... No, one sec. At this is LSR. Or you can leave a message on the chat room and we'll give you a shout out. Our first tonight is for Chris Filsell, my friend from back in hipster Manchester, who's listening with his friends in Exeter. So, because not everyone's cool enough to go to Leeds, you know, we'll give him a shout out. Hi, Chris. Hope you're having fun. Anyway, yeah, as you were saying, let's get on to the first feature.
Yeah, first feature of the week, we have The Libertines' second album is our album of the week.
Yeah, self-titled The Libertines. It's another mid-2000s indie rock classic, I think. I'm going to record at the time that they were having a lot of trouble.
Lot of drug problems.
Yeah, mainly for one particular person who actually is still alive, remarkably. You know, if anyone was going to join the 27 Club, I'd have put money on Pete Doherty, because he now looks like Darth Vader when you remove the helmet in episode 6. Yeah, not good.
All right, so here's the first track. This one's Can't Stand Me Now.
You can't stand me now.
Students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just messing with the sound effects, just learning how to use them. So.
And letting it sound really professional and something. Come on, man.
So that was Can't Stand Me Now, followed by What Katie Did.
By the Libertines from their self-titled second album. Probably two of my personal favourite tracks. And I know two of the favourite tracks from my flatmate Charlie, who's absolutely devastated by me that he can't be listening because he's at an open mic gig downstairs.
Yeah, downstairs.
I mean, yeah, which I think is sucking out all our really committed fans after the first show. Anyway, yeah. We're going to finish this album with What Became of the Likely Lads, which for me personally, I've always found it's a beautiful song, but it's quite sad. Like, the fact that it closes the album and it's recorded at a time when there's so much hate within the Libertines. I mean, at one point, Pete Doherty actually, like, burgled Carl Barat's house, which is... That's proper rock and roll, isn't it? It
isn't
really
that,
is.
Man, no. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is probably my favourite track off the album. This is What Became of the Likely Lads.
Please don't get me wrong, see, I forgive you in a song we'll call The Likely Lads. But if it's left to you, I know exactly what you'd do with all the dreams we had. Cause blood runs thicker, it's thicker steel, you know. It's important to you.
It's important to me.
I try to make you see.
You don't
want
to know.
But you don't want to know.
If the Bible's come along, when you're forgiven in a song, I'd like to touch my life. It's all my rights to all my wrongs, when they needed the new songs, welcome back outside.
I tried to make you see,
but
you don't want to know.
Oh, what became of the likely lad? What became of the dreams we had? Oh,
what became of forever?
You in a song called The Likely Lad. We all bought the ones we thought about. We wrote the songs, it's still the dreams we had. My blood runs thicker, oh, with thicker steel, you know. If that's important to you,
it's important to me.
I try to make you see, but you don't want to know. Oh, what became of The Likely Lad? What became of the dreams we had? Oh,
what became of forever?
Oh,
what became of forever? We'll never know.
The blood runs thicker.
It's important to me.
I try to make you see,
you don't wanna
but you
know.
Don't want to know. Oh, what became of the likely lights? What became of the dreams we had?
Oh, what became of forever?
Oh,
what became?
We're going to bring that to a close a little early. We can't tell if that's a bed. It's been a while since we've since we've listened to the whole thing. But yeah, that brings to a close the Libertines with their self-titled second album.
Yep, album of the week.
Yeah.
Next week we've not totally decided, but we've got a few things in mind.
Yeah,
so stay tuned.
It'll be good. I'm thinking maybe some. I've had a request for a lot of Manchester music, so what's the story, Morning Glory maybe? I don't know. I don't want to throw that out there and then you let you down. We're going to follow this up now with something that hopefully you won't have heard before, because, you know, as one of the many indie shows in Leeds, we need to demonstrate our true indie credentials. Unlike one commenter who said that it should have less than 220 views on YouTube, we can't quite adhere to such strict standards of hipster and edginess.
That's a bit too hip.
Yeah, probably with a reason as well, you know. If it was that good, someone would have listened. So we're going to play a track now by a band called The Thermals, who are an American three-piece band. They kind of describe as like indie punk. I'm introducing Anton to them today,
yeah, I've
so
never
which
listened
is nice.
To them. Again, another
yeah.
band that you know never listened to.
Anyway, this is called Now We Can See, and enjoy.
Oh,
sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was the Thermals.
You're
with
listening to
Oopsie
Leeds
Daisy.
Student Radio. The hey. Sound of students.
Wait, is this playing at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. There you go. We finally managed to get this cool background music to work, but we didn't get a chance to really pre-listen to it.
Yeah.
So enjoy cool. some really ambient beats, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, that was the Thermals with Now We Can See. I've actually had a request to make a Spotify playlist of all the music we played because apparently people liked it that much last time. So, yeah, I don't imagine anyone's listening after the first show again.
Fans.
But yeah, enjoy. Anyway.
What happened in 2005?
That is a very good question, Anton. Well, in popular culture, the release of Christopher Nolan's Batman Begins heralded the first part of the Dark Knight trilogy, though at the international box office, it's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire that reigns supreme. 2005 also saw the release of YouTube, which means the site will celebrate 10 years of cats playing the piano next year.
In politics and world affairs, 2005 saw Tony Blair's Labour Party elected for a third consecutive term. Pope Benedict XVI was inaugurated as the 265th Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, and the commencement of Saddam Hussein's trial for crimes against humanity were taking place.
And in music, and in the UK, following a wave of sellout gigs across the country, a band from Yorkshire, Sheffield to be quite specific, who you've probably heard of, they're about to release one of the most defining tracks of the mid-noughties. I could only really be talking about one band, and one very specific groundbreaking song. So here it is.
Says I bet that you'll
do it. Really.
Monkeys.
Didn't
enjoy.
Really need an introduction.
Dance floor, dancing to electro pop like a robot from 1984. things turn out if you apply some pressure. I like to wait to see how things turn out if you apply some pressure.
The sound of students in Leeds.
That little soundbite always goes on longer than I think it does. I say always, like today. Anyway, that was Maximo Park with Apply Some Pressure. I think one of the really kind of underappreciated bands of the kind of mid-noughties again.
I've never properly appreciated them. Not because I think they're bad, I think they're good, I just haven't listened to them.
Well, I appreciate them more. And that was obviously after I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor from Whatever People Say I'm Not. By the Arctic Monkeys,
So the year is 2005.
Yeah. We've done indie rock, I think, justice now, I think, with the Libertines and then those first two tracks. So I think we should... Let's get something a bit different going.
Yeah, so, first of all, just say, I'm Anton Witchell-Jibber.
And I'm Tom Ullman, and that's
And this
our,
is Indie Dosage.
Yeah, which we're supposed to say every 10 minutes, so there we go.
So, yeah, next up, I thought we'll go with a classic from 2005. This is from Demon Days, and this is Dirty Harry.
Thank you. Sound of Students in Leeds.
The Sound of Students in Leeds.
The Sound of Students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hey.
That didn't have a cheer in it last time we played that soundbite, did it?
No, that's at the end of the song.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, breaking news, guys. We've just been followed by @motivationalquotes, and there are some life changers here. I'm telling you, this is going to change the way you look at the world. Get this. Talking about our problems is our greatest addiction. Break the habit. Talk about your joys. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is how much... I can just see the world differently already.
This makes it better, though, gotta say.
Yeah.
This is my favourite new thing.
Something like... The pain of discipline is far less than the pain of regret.
There we go.
That's
there
just groundbreaking. Anyway, we've had our bit of Damon Albarn with the Gorillaz and Dirty Harry. I think now we're going to go to the west coast of the States for another cracker from 2005. This is by a band called Death Cab for Cutie, who are personally one of my favourite bands. I've seen them several times. And yeah, they would have been described in the 90s as emo, which I've never really understood.
Emo. West Coast emo.
Yeah, we both had a bit of an emo phase, and this isn't what we classed it as. But anyway, this is called Crooked Teeth, and it's off the album Plans, which is absolutely excellent. So I hope you enjoy it.
Here we go.
It was 100 degrees as we sat beneath a willow tree. Tears didn't care, they just hung in the air and refused to fall, it's a fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call, and now the state line felt like the Berlin Wall. And there was no doubt about which side I was on. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I you a hole in my heart with rotten wood meant to cave from the start. 'Cause you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. No, you can't find nothing at all if there was nothing there all along. My head is weak, my heart always speaks.
I demolish my bridges behind me. Then there is no choice but to move forward. This is the best Twitter account that I've ever found. It's called
this motivational quotes thing. It's
just gold dust.
Yes.
Nice.
This is already sounding even worse than last week when we couldn't get the sound effects to work. So if you want some real inspiration, let's go for a bit of a mosh.
Okay. So
this is Foo Fighters.
This is Best of You.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
And
that was the Foo Fighters with Best of You.
Best of You.
We've actually managed to kind of get things on time today, which is really good because it means we've got time for about one more song. and then maybe a little bit of what we're going to do next week. So, this is the best Twitter account I've ever found. But I think I'm going to leave it for there because I think we've changed people's lives too much already today. All right. I'm waiting for Anton to surprise me with what the last track is going to be.
So this last track is a mashup of the Beatles and Grammatic, Don't Let Me Down. This was recommended by my friend Jake Dolan, so thanks very much for that. Here we go. Please.
Nobody ever loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she do me, ooh, she do me. Yes, she does.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
And that's about all we've got time for tonight. So thanks for listening. I've been Tom Almond.
I've been Anton Witchell-Jibber.
And as a little preview of next week, we're hoping to play What's the Story Morning Glory as our featured album. And I think the year is yet to be decided.
Yeah, undisclosed yet. Yeah, not sure. But
so, yeah. So anyway, the guys coming after us are from the Union Music Library. So hopefully you stay tuned in and give them a listen. I listened last week and it was enlightening.
Thanks very much anyway. So see you next week.
Here are the ads.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And.
It's all about you.
You.
You. You.